The time is 6 o'clock. This is Radio Ghana, the news presented by Samuel Essa. In the headlines, President Mahama confers in Brussels with international dignitaries on bilateral issues. Minority in Parliament concerned about conduct of proceedings. Woman sues 37 military hospital for professional negligence after caesarean operation. And another earthquake rocks Chile, leading to mass evacuations. The news in detail. President John Dramani Mahama has held separate meetings with a number of European leaders on the margins of the 4th EU-Africa Summit in Brussels, Belgium. They are President François Hollande of France, Prime Minister Tavi Ruivas of Estonia, Prime Minister Erkki Katainen of Finland, British Foreign Secretary William Hague, Spanish Prime Minister Mariano Rajoy Bray, and the Prime Minister of the Netherlands, Mark Rutte. The bilateral discussions centered largely around President Mahama's new role as the chair of ECOWAS, investment opportunities in Ghana, and the Economic Partnership Agreement, EPA, between the EU and ECOWAS. Pascalina Dadebo has filed this report.
President François Hollande congratulated President Mahama on his election and pledged to lend a helping hand if asked in dealing with any crisis in the sub-region. President Mahama thanked the French leader for hosting the summit on African security last year and also for his government's valuable military and humanitarian interventions in Mali, Cote d'Ivoire and the Central African Republic. President Mahama assured France and the international community that Ghana will continue to pursue a policy of good neighborliness with sister countries. The two leaders also discussed Ghana's economic performance, investment opportunities in the sectors of energy, agriculture and urban development, as well as the EPA. The Prime Minister of the Netherlands, Mark Rutte, lauded Ghana's leadership in regional matters and also commended the country's economic growth. Prime Minister Rutte announced that a trade mission from the Netherlands will be visiting Ghana in June to explore areas where his country's expertise and investment could be deployed. In his meeting with the Prime Ministers of Finland, Estonia and Spain, as well as British Foreign Secretary William Hague, they discussed economic growth in Africa, including the ECOWAS sub-region and investment opportunities in Ghana.
Pascalina Dadevo filed that report. A senior lecturer at the Ghana School of Law, Maxwell Opukwuagyemei, says the case, the Republic versus Akoto and seven others, popularly known as Re Akoto, paved the way for constitutional development in the country. He said the Preventive Detention Act in the 1960 Constitution, which allowed the president to imprison his opponents without trial, was reversed, leading to constitutional amendments from 1969 till date, ensuring the Bill of Rights. Mr. Opukwuagyemei said this in Accra at a lecture in memory of Bafo Akoto and seven others as part of the 55th anniversary of the Ghana School of Law. Joyce Jeche and Priscilla Pia have more.
Bafo Akoto and seven others were detained under the Preventive Detention Act, PDA, of 1960 Constitution for causing mayhem in the country. Under the PDA, a person can be imprisoned without trial for 5 years or more. The Supreme Court was called upon to review its decision on the 28th of August, 1961, under the 1960 Constitution. The PDA gave President Nkrumah the right to detain people without trial, which the Supreme Court upheld. This landmark case led to the promotion of human rights. It is in this direction that the Ghana School of Law has for the past 5 years instituted lectures to observe this historic landmark case. In a speech read for him, the Asantehene Otumfuo Saitutu acknowledged the importance of human rights in promoting good governance. A lecturer at the School of Law, Maxwell Opukwuagyemei, said the court's decision was unpopular, leading to the incarceration of Akoto and seven others.
A lot of people have spoken against that decision. Because of that, all the subsequent constitutions, 1969, 1979, and the current one, 1992, now decided to move from that so-called solemn declaration now a Bill of Rights in our constitution. And they have changed the use of the word should to shall to avoid any ambiguity whether it is obligatory, mandatory. So that is why that case is so important to the constitutional development of Ghana, especially protecting human rights. But this constitution says the provisions of this constitution shall be enforced.
A student of the law school, Cletus Banse, expresses his opinion on the case.
The sense of the judges now to interpret as to whether or not the Preventive Detention Act was constitutional or lawful. And the court today upheld that Preventive Detention Act was unconstitutional and so has reversed the decision rendered in 1960. And we are very happy, and it's very educative for the people of this country. Every law student must read Riakoto, orders on fundamental human rights. And in our current state of development, every issue must boil down to the rights of individuals and their right to protection and property. And Riakoto is very instructive in ensuring that.
The lectures draw sponsorship from Asante Hines Trust Fund, among others.
Joyce Dichi and Priscilla Pia filed that report. The minority in Parliament has expressed concern over how the business of the House is conducted. It said over the past 1 year, the majority has muscled the minority to always have their way. Speaking on Behind the News, Deputy Minority Leader Dominic Nitiwo cited some motions by the minority that the Speaker of Parliament has deliberately failed to admit.
I think that if the majority will have their way when it comes to critical issues, at least in every democracy, the minority must have their say. I believe that is also another norm that all over this world, that as long as you are in the minority, most of the time you will have your say, but the majority will decide whether they will have their way with their numbers or not. The complaint of the minority leader is that over the last 1 year, they can't imagine where the majority is even tackling the minority to have their way in terms of what to say to the people of this nation. That's exactly the complaint. Can I give you just two examples? He mentioned one, he didn't mention the other. The first he did was that, look, we have submitted a number of motions that are of urgent public importance to the people of Ghana. Unfortunately, the Speaker of Parliament, for some reason, has found it not necessary to cable it into Parliament for us to take them. The motion, for example, that Honorable Ayako brought on the fires, the burning the sporadic fires that were engulfing this whole nation, the Speaker up to this time has refused for some reason to accept it. Another motion that has to do with the seizure of drugs at the Kotoka International Airport. If you remember last year, the Speaker refused to admit it. Another motion that had to do with the rescinding of the loan by Parliament, in particular regarding the Great Accra Regional Hospital, which people call the rich hospital, he's not been able to do it.
The majority in Parliament has, however, denied the allegations leveled against it. Deputy Majority Leader Alfred Agbesi says it is the prerogative of the Speaker to either accept or reject motions.
It is not true that our side is keeping vital information from the minority. It is totally not true. I listened to what he was saying about the Speaker not admitting some motions. But it is a fact, by our rules, it's a Speaker that admits motions. The other side might have filed motions, might have informed the Speaker of their intention to move certain motions, but that is not known to our side. If the Speaker does not admit for reasons best known to the Speaker, the other side, for instance, if they file it, we will not know, we will not have any knowledge, because the majority leader is in charge of the House. And if the business committee does not program, or even if the business committee programs a certain business, which goes to the Speaker, the Speaker is the ultimate authority that admits or otherwise. So if they have filed motions and which had gone to the Speaker's attention, but he, for some reason, the reasons are many, if for some reason he did not admit the motion or the statement, you cannot say that we are doing business without letting them know. The rules provide, and the rules allow the Speaker alone to be the authority over those things. So you can't fault the Speaker. You can't fault him for that reason.
Deputy Majority Leader Alfred Agbesi. Members of the Parliamentary Subcommittee on Health have visited the Obstetrics and Gynecology Departments of the Komfanochi Teaching Hospital in Kumasi to learn at first hand the actual working environment there to enable them to make informed advocacy for solutions to some of the challenges affecting quality health care of the people. The visit is also in response to the lingering controversy over the alleged missing babies at the hospital in February. Here is correspondent Nicholas Osewusu's report.
It came to the fore that the department is heavily congested, a situation that is adversely impacting on effective and efficient performance of the staff. It also came to the notice of the MPs that the staff of the department have formally petitioned the government through the board of directors of the hospital to, as a matter of urgency, ensure the completion of the 950-bed maternity and child block, which has been under construction since 1974, by the end of this year. According to the head of the ONG department, Dr. Opariadu, staff will be compelled to take certain decisions that may not be in the best interest of any interest group as at the deadline. During the visit, a number of pregnant women and nursing mothers were being accommodated on the floor of the ward. The congestion at the labor ward had been ostensibly occasioned by the creation of the intensive care unit for pregnancy-induced hypertensive expectant women, thereby limiting the space there. Similarly, the lack of space had compelled the management to convert the medical stores at the ONG department into the newborn baby screening center.
Nicholas Osewusu filed that report. This news comes to you from Radio Ghana, Accra. The major stories: President Mahama confers in Brussels with international dignitaries on bilateral issues. Minority in Parliament concerned about conduct of proceedings. Woman sues 37 military hospital for professional negligence after caesarean operation. And another earthquake rocks Chile, leading to mass evacuations. Do stay tuned.
Radio Ghana, the ultimate news reference. We are reliable. The world listens to our voice.
Welcome back. A woman who was delivered of a baby through caesarean section at the 37 military hospital has sued the hospital for professional negligence, saying a doctor left a surgical needle in her stomach after the operation. The plaintiff, Madame Victoria Quenin, a mother of four, has sued for 500,000 Ghana cedis in damages and accused the doctor who operated on her of reckless disregard for his professional obligation, which caused her to suffer severe medical complications and loss of business. Here's a news desk report.
In her statement of claim, the victim said in August 4, 2010, she gave birth through caesarean section at the hospital, but just after the delivery, she started experiencing severe pains in the lower abdomen. When the pains became unbearable, she complained to the hospital and was detained for 3 weeks to ascertain the cause of the problem. 10 months after her discharge, her condition worsened and she was rushed back to the facility. Several scans were run on her and the results revealed that the medical doctor who performed the caesarean section had left a surgical needle in her lower abdomen. According to the plaintiff, following that revelation, another surgery was carried out to remove that needle. The statement said, as a result of the negligence of the hospital, she has suffered multiple health challenges, severe abdominal pains and bleeding from the second surgery. She has also been unable to continue her buying and selling business to take care of her 4 children, 3 of whom are in school. Joined in the suit are the Attorney General and the Ministry of Defense.
That was a news desk report. The Ministry of Tourism, Culture and Creative Arts has launched its Explore Ghana project, which aims at improving domestic tourism. This it hopes to achieve by inculcating the habit of traveling and mainstreaming tourism as a major activity among Ghanaians. The sector minister, Elizabeth Ofosu-Ejare, said the project is one sure way of promoting the country's tourist attractions and its cultural heritage, creative arts products and services which have not been explored. The Explore Ghana project is in partnership with GBC, Graphics Communications and other sponsors. Yvonne Atilegu and Erica Boke have filed this report.
Tourism over the years has been seen as a strong pillar of the Ghanaian economy, contributing almost $2 billion. Mrs. Ofosuejari noted that though the sector already generates such a huge amount, more needs to be done to sell the country. This, she said, has informed the Explore Ghana project, which will look out for more tourist sites. She called on NGOs, municipal and district assemblies, traditional authorities and civil societies to get actively involved in the development and promotion of tourism.
Domestic tourism and international tourism can reinforce Ghanaians' appreciation of our rich culture, heritage and national endowment, and foster national cohesion, unity and peace that we need. The Explore Ghana project seeks to inculcate the travel habits and mainstream tourism as a major activity among Ghanaians. We hope to achieve this by vigorously promoting the country's tourist attractions and showcasing aspects of Ghanaian cultural heritage and its creative arts products and services to Ghanaians.
Mrs. Ofosuejari noted that the ministry is fully aware of the challenges facing the smooth organization of touring the country, citing bad roads as a factor.
That report was found by Yvonne Atilego and Eric Aboke. The Ghana Library Authority has developed a new strategy to sustain the interest of students and pupils in reading by implementing more outreach programs. The programs include reading clinics and mobile library service in communities for school children who are unable to visit the libraries for various reasons. This was made known by the regional librarian, Gaia Matefiel, at this year's celebration of International Children's Book Day in Accra. Here's a report by Mary Atuli and Deborah Arthur.
The International Children's Book Day is under the auspices of the International Board on Books for Young People. It is marked annually in commemoration of the prolific writer of children's books, Hans Christian Andersen's birthday. The celebration is intended to address the perennial problem of reading and also to showcase the importance of public libraries in the development of the nation. The regional librarian, Guy Amatefiel, said, the reason why some countries have developed more than others is because they have well-established public libraries. He therefore called on government to support their mobile library service as well as the public libraries.
Ghana Library Authority intends to be more proactive with this service, particularly to school children. It has been observed that many school children find little time to visit the library as they close from school late in the afternoon. Children may also not be able to visit libraries regularly due to transportation costs. Consequently, our new strategy of sustaining interest of pupils in reading is implement more outreach programs.
The Chief Executive Officer of the Ghana Investment Fund for Electronic Communication, Kofi Atto, urged teachers to inculcate the habits of reading in their students.
Teachers will encourage these kids because we need to read. And if the habit is not adopted, it becomes a problem. The kids must adopt the habit of reading in formative years. And I encourage them to read everything. We pledge that we'll give them more computers for those. We'll give them more libraries. We'll give them internet where it's possible. It's a fan of the state that we are using.
The theme for this year's celebration is Imagination Through Story. As part of the celebration, the Ghana Library Authority organizes quiz competitions, reading, essay writing, spelling bees, drama, and poetry recital for school children.
That report was filed by Mary Atuli and Deborah Arthur. On the international front, a 7.6 magnitude earthquake has rocked northern Chile just about 24 hours after an 8.2 tremor killed 6 people, destroyed 2,600 houses, and led to mass evacuations. A tsunami alert in Chile and Peru was again issued, with thousands of people urged to leave coastal areas. Chilean President Michelle Bachelet was among those evacuated. The quake is the strongest of several aftershocks which followed Tuesday's earthquake. There are no initial reports of damage from the latest tremor, but the Chilean Navy says the first tsunami waves have hit the northern coast. A shooting at the U.S. Army Fort Hood base in Texas has left 4 people dead, including the gunman who died from self-inflicted wounds. 16 others were injured. President Barack Obama said he is heartbroken over the attack. U.S. military spokesman Lieutenant General Mark Miley told reporters that there are so far no indication that the shootings are related to terrorism, but it has not been ruled out. He said the suspect had served in Iraq and was being assessed to see if he had post-traumatic stress disorder. The soldier drove to 2 buildings on the base and opened fire before he was stopped by military police. He then shot himself in the head with a 45 caliber pistol. 13 people died there in a similar incident in 2009. A woman has been attacked by a shark while swimming off a popular beach in Australia's New South Wales. The woman, who is believed to be in her 60s, was swimming with a group between the wharf and the beach in Tathra Village when she was attacked. Police Inspector Jason Edmonds said there are a number of witnesses who saw the shark attack the woman, compelling the police to close the beach while boats and helicopters search for her body. Now to end the news, the main points again. President Mahama has held separate meetings with a number of European leaders on the margins of the fourth EU-Africa summit in Brussels, Belgium. The bilateral discussions centered largely around President Mahama's new role as the chair of ECOWAS, Investment Opportunities in Ghana, and the Economic Partnership Agreement, EPA, between the EU and ECOWAS. And another earthquake has hit Chile, leading to mass evacuations just about 24 hours after an 8.2 tremor killed 6 people, destroyed 2,600 houses, and led to mass evacuations. The news was presented by Samuel Issa in Accra.